Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight it's a special treat to welcome into our studios a first-timer on Conducting Conversation. His name is Louis Schreiber. He is a first-year music major at the University of Rhode Island. Welcome to the program, Louis.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you, and we're going to find out everything there is to know about Louis and a little bit about the music program at URI. Louis, I should tell you that in the past, we've had a lot of your professors, as you know, here on the program, from Rene Della Gaza and Joe Perullo and many others. Have come and talk about the music program at URI, but we've never had a student come on and give us their perspective of what's going on there. So a lot of pressure here. The whole world is listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to unearth all the secrets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to know the behind-the-scenes things about URI. Let's start off with a little bit about you. And you are not a Rhode Islander, so you're not really welcome here, but
yeah,
it's the way it is. Where are you from?
I'm from Arlington, Massachusetts. Town about 20 minutes west of Boston. I lived there all my life, and when it came time for college, I decided to get out of Dodge. Oh yeah.
And when you were in Arlington growing up, was music always a big part of your education?
Oh yeah. I joined the orchestra playing cello in third grade, realized I was terrible at it, so I switched to trumpet. And then I played that all the way through freshman year of high school, where I then transitioned to singing. And then I've just kept doing that my entire life.
So you transitioned to singing because you didn't want to carry a trumpet around everywhere you went?
I had to write in the valve markings for every note because I could never remember.
So
I thought I might just cut out the middleman and sing it anyway.
Yeah, no, you wanted to be the star, not the backup trumpet player.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that brought you to URI, and what exactly do you study at URI?
I study music composition with a focus in voice. So I have weekly lessons with my teacher, Elian Aberdom, and we just go over pieces that I'm working on, workshop things. She gives me little tips and tricks, and my favorite part is that I get to work with all the musicians in the music department, and they get to rehearse and perform my pieces.
That's great. And so something you're enjoying, it's now three quarters of the way through the year, a little bit better than that actually, right?
Yeah, almost done.
Almost getting ready for finals. And so your first year has been successful in your opinion?
I would say so, yeah.
All right, so that's good. So you're still there.
Mm-hmm. And haven't dropped out yet.
One of the things that we should also mention, the way I got to know Louis, is that he is the recipient of a scholarship that was given by the Narragansett Bay Chorus. And so the chorus gave this scholarship to Louis for his participation in music and helping out at the chorus rehearsals and so forth. So that's been going very well. And I can attest to the fact, even though you can't see him, very talented young man. So we're going to take it from there and talk a little bit about some of the music that you perform. And you're in a couple different groups. Which are they?
Yes, I am in one of the groups I'm in is called the Rhodey Rhapsodies. They are an a cappella club at URI. I am the vice president of that group, so I help organize the rehearsals, organize the music. I do most of the conducting. And then I'm also in the URI Concert Choir, which is directly correlated with the music department, led by Mark Conley, who's the chair of the music department. He's a fantastic conductor. We We sing a lot of different styles, a lot of different genres, and a lot of different eras of music. So it's really interesting.
Okay, and we're going to listen to some music today by those groups. And what are we going to start with?
We are going to start with The Night We Met, as performed by the Rowdy Rhapsodies, song by Lord Huron.
Searching for a trail to follow again. Take me back to the night we met. And then I can tell myself what the hell I'm supposed to do.
Very nice singing, obviously a live performance and recording. And when was that done?
That was done, I believe, last November. It was at our, actually it might have been December. It was our end of the year concert, and we performed it at the URI Student Center. It was a free concert, anybody can attend. We will be having another spring concert this coming April.
Okay, April, do you know the date of that?
April 23rd. The time is still to be determined.
About 3 weeks away, and that'll be great. So if you're interested in checking that out, anybody can go?
Anybody can
Even riffraff like me can just show up at URI and listen.
We might have to kick you out, but anybody else.
Other than that, everybody is okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, how about another song from that group?
Yeah, this next song is I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. This is actually only the basses and tenors of the Rowdy Rhapsodies. It's our sectional song.
One, two, three, and...
When I had
had you to myself. I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone took you from the bunch. One glance is all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look.
I'm saying,
oh baby, give me one more chance. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh darling, I was blind to let you go. But now since I've seen you in his arms,
I want you back. Forget what happened then. I want you back. Let me live.
I'm trying to live without you, girl. There's one more sleepless night. Let me show you, girl, that I know wrong from right. Every street you walk on, I leave tear stains on the ground. Following you, girl, I didn't even run around.
I'm saying,
oh baby, give me one more chance. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh darling, I was blind to let you go. But now since I've seen you in his arms, all I want, all I need, it's all I want, it's all I need.
Okay, Lewis, great singing. We have time for one more before we take our first break. What will that be?
Work Song, song by Hozier. And our soloist on this song is Tasha Flood, and she is part of the E-board with me. She is the secretary of the Rhodey Rhapsodies.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more music from the University of Rhode Island.
The burning heat, and just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I can barely eat. There's nothing sweeter than my baby. I never want ones from the cherry tree, 'cause my baby's sweet as can be. She gave me two flakes just from kissing me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. Boys, where my baby found me, that was 3 days on a drunken sin. I woke with the walls around me, nothing in the room but an empty crib. And I was burning up a fever. I didn't care much how long I lived, but I swear I thought I dreamed her. She never asked me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, let me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, let me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. My baby never fret none about what my hands and my body done. If the Lord don't forgive me, I'd still have my baby, and my baby would have me. When I was kissing on my baby, and she put her love down soft and sweet, glad I was free. Heaven and hell were words to me. When my time comes around, let me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I crawl home to her. When my time comes around, let me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down. I'll crawl home to her.
The University of Rhode Island Music Department is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with first-year music major Lewis Schreiber. And Lewis is giving us a little behind-the-scenes look at some of the groups. He is involved with the a cappella group, which was the Rhody Rhapsodies, correct?
Yes, correct.
Correct. And we listened to three of their pieces in the first segment. Now we're going to change gears a little bit, and what is this group?
This is the URI Concert Choir, so we do a lot more classical styles of music. You're going to be hearing some songs from our December concert, and there's a lot of great repertoire that we have.
Who is directing the concert choir here?
It is directed by Mark Conley. He's the chair of the music department at URI. He's an amazing person, amazing conductor.
And is this what we're going to hear? Is this with an orchestra or just a piano? Or
this is just going to be a choir with piano accompaniment. The accompanist is Professor David Gilliland, who's an incredible piano player. This first song is going to be "I Am the Rose of Sharon" by William Billings.
That you stir not up, nor away.
Lewis, about how many people are involved with the concert choir? Is this 20 people, 30?
Last semester we had, I believe, 27 singers.
Okay, this good estimate on my part.
Pretty good. And this semester I think we've bumped it up to almost 30.
Okay, so this is something, is each semester a different group?
Yes, each semester new people can audition. Mm-hmm. If you've already auditioned, you are in the group until you choose not to be.
All right. So, if, in other words, you made it, so you're in now.
I'm in, yeah.
For, hypothetically, for the next 3 years, right?
As long as I don't lose any talent.
Okay. What's this next song going to be?
This next piece is going to be It Is Good to Be Merry by Jean Berger.
Oh, Mary heart, make it not
I'm sure a lot of people listening in the WCRI audience are wondering, well, what does it take to be a music major these days? Is it a matter of, oh, I think I'll just, you know, get up late and run over at 2 o'clock for half an hour rehearsal and then I'll be done for the day? Or is it probably a little more involved than that?
I think it's a tad bit more involved than that. For Contra Choir alone, we have our rehearsals Tuesdays, Thursdays from 2 to 3, but that's not a, that's a very minimum amount of time. So I spend, I'd say probably 4 to 5 hours a week on these kinds of songs up until the point where I've learned them, which usually that entire process takes about a month for me.
Now, does a concert choir appear when you have your concerts? Do you appear holding music, or is it all memorized?
We appear holding music. Some of the music can be slightly difficult. As heard in that last piece, a lot of weird time signatures, a lot of weird changes. So it still helps to be mostly memorized and to be looking at the conductor.
Right, watching the conductor, and the music is kind of just a guide if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what about the a cappella group? Does that also use hold music, or is that memorized?
We are memorized in the a cappella group. It can be a challenge, but it's very different style of learning music, I've found. In the a cappella club, we use a lot of learning tracks and part tracks, and in the concert choir, we don't really use that many. We mostly just are given the sheet music and told, go learn this by this date, and right, then we come back.
Now, at what point did you feel confident when you were 8 years old, 12 years old, 15 years old? When did you feel confident picking up a piece of music and reading it?
That would probably be, I'd say, my sophomore or junior year of high school, when I really learned to sight read and learned to just see a piece of music and kind of hear it just by looking at it.
Yeah, you mentioned that the unusual time signatures in this last song were difficult, or, you mm-hmm. know, timing. So that's something that just comes with practice and work, right?
Absolutely. Work with metronome every day.
Really?
Every day.
Every day with a metronome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, okay. I hadn't imagined that. All right, we have one more piece from the concert choir, and you did say there's going to be a spring event, April 22nd, I think you said, or
23rd.
April 23rd, all right. And that's for the concert choir?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay. What will this piece be?
This piece will be Perhaps They Are Not Stars, based on an Inuit proverb, set to music by Robert Schlitt.
All right. We'll give that a listen, take another short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations is the name of the program. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with first-year music major at the University of Rhode Island, Lewis Schreiber. And Lewis has been involved in several different kinds of music at the University of Rhode Island already in his first year. And in our first segment tonight, we listened to Rhody Rhapsodies, the a cappella group. Is that the only a cappella group at URI?
No, there's actually another one called Musically Inclined. They are a fantastic group, a little bit smaller than us, and they put on a great show every time.
Excellent. All right. A little kudos to the other group. Okay. And then we listen to the concert choir, and that's a performance that's going to come up towards the end of April. If you'd like to check that out, probably go on the URI Music Department website and get all that information, right?
Yep.
Where will that be held? Will that be at the Fine Arts Center?
Yes, that will be in the Performing Arts Wing of the Fine Arts Center.
Okay, Performing Arts Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We got our own wing.
You got your own little wing there, okay. Now, besides the concert choir and the a cappella group, other kinds of music creep into your studies. Opera for one, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm in the opera workshop program with Rene De La Garza, who's been on this program before. And we have a performance coming up April 24th, I believe. And that is just going to be a bunch of duets and trios from various operas and musicals. I'm performing
in a couple. You know, as a music student, I'm not sure if you're using the correct technical term, a bunch of.
A selection of.
Okay, there you go.
I'm still a first year, so I'm learning the linguistics.
Yeah, I can see Renee going, no.
I can hear him in my ear right now.
Right. But that's going to be the day after the concert choir.
Yeah, I'm just rolling in all the concerts.
You're going to be a busy young man.
Okay. Absolutely.
And do you have any, you know, we got just a minute before we introduce this last song, but do you have any hopes and desires of what happens in 3 years from now when you graduate? You're going to be in Los Angeles as a music producer, or you're going to be in New York on Broadway as a singer, or?
Ooh, I don't know if Broadway would like me.
Well, you never know.
Sure. But I have a friend of mine, he is a senior music composer, and he just recently got a job composing for a church choir up in Providence, and that sounded like the coolest thing to me. So I would love to have kind of my own little chorus that I write music for, I help conduct and direct.
Wow.
That sounds pretty cool to me.
Excellent. All right. Well, we wish you all the best, and I want to thank you for coming in and telling us a little bit about the music at URI and what's going on there and what's happening. Hopefully you'll be able to come back some other time and fill us in on how things are going.
Absolutely. I would love to.
All right. We have one piece of music left, and it's a little bit lengthy, so we'll get that whole thing in right now, I believe. So tell us about this.
So this is the Wedding Cantata. It is a four-movement piece by Daniel Pinkham.
Thank you, Lewis, and the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.